Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's one passage about which I'm always intimidated to preach to you. It's about the mystery of the visitation, because I know that you live this mystery and that what I would have to say would be small in comparison to what the Lord himself has taught you. It's always struck me when I pray the joyful mysteries what the Holy Spirit inspired St. Elizabeth to say. Not, how does this happen to me, that the long-awaited Messiah should come to me. Not, how does this happen to me, that the incarnate Word of God, my Lord, should come to me. But rather, how does this happen to me, that the Mother of my Lord should come to me. Holy Spirit had helped Elizabeth to see not only the mystery of the incarnation that had happened in her womb a few days before, but also Mary's relationship. And it gets to a big mystery that we need to grasp in order to live out our faith, that so often we first recognize the presence of the Lord in his ministers. How does this happen to me, that a priest or a bishop or the Pope or a woman religious or somebody with a reputation for great holiness comes to me? Somebody's able to rejoice, filled with the Holy Spirit, at this one who points to another. And that this mystery would take place, making the precursor, who is that greatest signpost in history, to make that precursor leap in the womb, brings us ever more into this mystery, that the Holy Spirit wants us, like Mary, to go with haste, because when people receive us, they're not just receiving us, but they're receiving the one who sent us and the one who sent him. The Song of Songs today shows the real meaning of the Incarnation, what we celebrate most, both in Christmas, but then look forward to at the Second Coming, and need to have as our principal attitude as we pray the Mass. This great love song, "Hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills." This is obviously what was occurring in the visitation, as Jesus was hustling before he even had the tiniest of feet, and saying at the same time, "Arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come." That he wants us to get up, that he wants us to experience his resurrection, his love. He considers us pure because we have been made pure by the dove of the Holy Spirit, who helps us always to sing the new song, the song of the dove, which the responsorial psalm pointed to. He sees our extraordinary beauty even when sometimes it's hidden. He wants us to arrive, arise and come. And then he says something which I think is the most ironic thing in all of sacred scripture, especially when sacred scripture intersects with the liturgical cycle. On the first day of winter, on the darkest day of the year, the church proclaims, "For see, the winter is past, and the rains are over and gone." That's Christian hope. On the beginning of winter, we're already in the Lord saying, "Winter is past." Today's O Antiphon is not the one we sang in the Gospel verse. They mix up the end of the O Antiphons in the Gospel verses. It's at Vespers where we've got the real O Antiphons. Today's O Antiphon is O Oriens, O Rising Sun, which we sing to the Lord on this longest night of the year. O Rising Sun, splendor of eternal light, and Sun of Justice, come and illumine those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. Today's that day when we recognize that splendor of eternal light, light from light, God from God, comes into the darkness of the world to lead us from that darkness into his eternal light. He does that to John the Baptist in the darkness of Elizabeth's womb and fills him with joy at that light such that he leaps. He seeks to do it similarly for us with his love. Today, Jesus says, "Arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come." He wants to fill us with that light. Blessed, Elizabeth could have said to Mary, is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And as we prepare to receive the same Jesus who comes to us, let us never lose that wonder. Who am I that God should come to me each morning? Who am I that he will trust me enough, like he trusted his mother, to send me in haste to meet somebody else, so that others, filled with the Holy Spirit, in embracing us and our own perpetual magnifica, might come to get to know him and his love and his light. That's the end of the song.